USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Republicans have blocked an effort to vote on a bipartisan commission to look at the January 6th deadly attack at the Capitol. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's not over.
The events of January 6th will be investigated, and that as Majority Leader, I reserve the right to force the Senate to vote on the bill again at the appropriate time.
Nine Republicans didn't vote, along with two Democrats. The tally was 54 to 35, but Democrats needed 60 votes to break a filibuster. The attack was the worst at the Capitol since the British attack during the War of 1812. A mob of former President Trump supporters tried to stop the certification of Joe Biden's electoral win. Four of the rioters died, including a woman who was trampled to death. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick collapsed and died on January 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
An Iowa jury found Mexican national Christian Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the 2018 slaying of a college student, Molly Tibbetts. The jury delivered its verdict after less than 8 hours of deliberations. Tibbetts, 20, disappeared while running near her home in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators found the University of Iowa student's body more than a month later in a cornfield. An autopsy determined she died from multiple sharp force injuries. Prosecutors said Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body, but said two masked armed men forced him to drive them and Tibbetts to the rural area where they killed her. Investigators found Tibbetts' blood in the trunk of his car. Prosecutors said Rivera killed Tibbetts because she rejected his romantic advances. Defense attorneys instead suggested that Tibbetts' boyfriend, Dalton Jack, was really to blame for her murder. Rivera faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his July 15th sentence hearing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The new jobs report is out, and it shows that more people are finding work. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
The Labor Department reported Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment benefits continued to drop last week to a new low during the pandemic. Initial worker filings for jobless claims, seen as a signal of layoffs, reached 406,000 last week. The numbers beat the economists' experts as they were expecting 425,000 new jobless claims. The numbers represent a fourth straight weekly decline in new unemployment claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The battle lines are drawn along party lines over President Biden's new $6 trillion budget. Biden says he's going to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Some of the wealthiest would pay nearly 40% on capital gains, but that would leave the U.S. nearly $2 trillion less than it would spend. President Biden says it's worth it if it helps grow the economy, rebuild infrastructure, and free people from the pandemic. Biden was once again on location, this time paying tribute to military members, past and present, in a pre-Memorial Day, address.
We make up 1% of the population. We defend 99% of the rest of us.
The president was speaking to enlisted troops at Virginia's Joint Base Langley Eustis. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.